All right, we're here at the NAFB Trade Talk, the American Farm Bureau Federation booth. With me is Bob Stallman, president of AFBF. And Bob, just today we got word about an agreement on big data, which a coalition is involved here and Farm Bureau is part of it. Tell me about this agreement and what why it's important for farmers in general.
Well, it was clear last year from our delegates that they had some concerns, or maybe more questions than anything, about how this great new technology is going to unfold. Now, pieces of it have been in place, whether you're talking about GPS systems, whether you're talking about some of the sensor technology, but we're finally getting to the point where you have the sensor technology, geospatial technology, digital technology to transmit it seamlessly into a large database that then can be analyzed using very sophisticated analytical tools, with the goal of providing farmers very precise information about how they should grow their crops on their farms. All very positive. Could have as much impact as mechanization of agriculture did. Now, the problem is, or the concerns were where farmers were giving up their private personal data on their farm to put into this big big data with the hope of a return that would, you know, be beneficial for them. But questions about who owns it, who controls it, uses it, who has access to it, privacy, security, portability, and at the end of the day, if you didn't want your data, could you get it back and have it removed? All of these issues were out there. Questions were being raised. At the same time, the ag technology providers were in the beginning point of figuring out how they were going to address these issues with their contracts and their programs. So we thought it was a really good time to convene a working group. Which we did, and not everybody, because we needed a small enough bunch where we could actually come together with a product. And so we got some ag technology providers and some producer groups, had two major meetings, a lot of work in between, and have basically come down with the data principles that we released today that we think makes it clear between farmers and the ag technology providers what the expectations are. It's voluntary. Basically, if you sign on, you're signing on to say you support these principles, and then hopefully you will incorporate these principles in everything you do, and farmers will understand what both their obligations are and their expectations are under these principles. What we're asking now is for any ag technology provider or any other producer groups to come on boards. If you think these are good, say we support these principles. There'll be a grower education effort with this. We'll have a transparency tool developed in some fashion that will help them assess to what degree the products and programs and contracts of these ag technology providers abide by the principles to help them make their decisions. And all that remains to be developed and implemented, but you know, that's the goal. But just getting everybody together and coming together on these principles, I think, is very important. And, you know, inevitably there's going to be new questions that arise with the new technology. We also have sort of a working group arrangement now where we can come back and discuss anything else that may arise.
Well, you talked about, you said last year, or this past year's Farm Bureau meeting, that this big data was a big issue as far as the delegates are concerned, and you had policy put up about that. Do you think that this agreement's going to set that aside, or we continue going to see concerns and delegate concerns about data issues?
I hope, and I don't have any expectation otherwise, but I hope that our members will see that we have worked to address their concerns. You know, we were never going to be in a position of being the, you know, the agent for farmers in their relations with companies. That's not our role. But I think by having this discussion and getting these principles out there and companies to agree to them, I think that's done a real service to address the issues that were raised at our convention last year.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much, Bob. Always great to see you here at the NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.